Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was poet laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Josephine Miles. Josephine Miles was born in Chicago in 1911. The family moved to Los Angeles soon after, and Miles became a lifelong Californian. Though Miles grew up in Southern California, she spent a lot of time inside. Even as a child, Miles had painful arthritis, and her joints were often so stiff that she had to stay home. She had private tutors all throughout grade school. Miles did manage to attend high school and then college. She earned her bachelor's degree at UCLA and her PhD at the University of California, Berkeley. Miles stayed at Berkeley for the rest of her life, building a distinguished career there as a professor and a poet. In 1947, Miles became the first woman to receive tenure in Berkeley's English department. Miles was a dedicated teacher. Her home became a gathering place for students and young writers. At Berkeley in the 60s, those students included beat poets and anti-war activists. She thrived on their energy and gave them support. Among the students she taught are the poets A.R. Ammons, Diane Wachowski, Robin Blazer, Jack Spicer, and William Stafford. Miles also helped Allen Ginsberg publish Howl by handing a copy to Richard Eberhardt, who was in town to write about the beats. His glowing review in the New York Times helped to launch Ginsberg's career. Miles' poetry is praised for its wit and craft. In it, she often explores the idiosyncrasies of human nature and praises the ecology of the Bay Area. Her work has earned many honors, including a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, an award from the National Institute of Arts and Letters, and a fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation. Miles published over a dozen collections of poetry. She also edited anthologies and wrote books about poetic style and language. Her collected poems was published in 1983 and won the Lenore Marshall Poetry Prize. Josephine Miles died 2 years later, in 1985. She donated her home to the University of California, which converted it into the Berkeley Writers Center. The poems you are about to hear were recorded at the Library of Congress in 1981.
Family. When you swim in the surf off Seal Rocks, and your family sits in the sand eating potato salad, and the undertow comes, which takes you out, away, down to loss of breath, loss of play, and the power of play, holler, say, help, help, help. Hello, they will say, come back here for some potato salad. It is then that a 17-year-old cub cruising in a helicopter from Antigua, a jackstraw expert speaking only Swedish and remote from this area as a camel, says, look down there, there's somebody drowning, and it is you. You say, yes, yes, and he throws you a line. And this is what is called the brotherhood of man. Down from another planet, they have settled to mend the Hampton Institute banisters. They wear bow ties and braces. The flutings they polish with a polished hand. Wingless, they build and repair the mansions of what we have thought to be our inheritance. Caution and candor they labor to maintain. They are out of phase. I prepare to burn all gentle structures, Greek or thatch, under the masterful torch of my president here and abroad, till stubble outmolders and Muslim and Buddhist crack in the orbit of kill. A smoke to some calm Christian planet will drift to where they are mending their mansions, beside of whose doors they are standing at ease. They are lifting the fans of unburdenable wings. A poem I keep forgetting to write is about the stars, how I see them in their order, even without the chair and bear and the sisters, in their astronomic presence of great space, and how beyond and behind my eyes they are moving, exploding to spirals under extremist pressure. Having not mathematics, my head bursts with anguish of not understanding. The poem I forget to write is bursting fragments of a tortured victim far from me in his galaxy of minds bent upon him, in the oblivion of his headline status. Crumpled and exploding is incomparable as a star, yet present in its light, I forget to write. One more longer poem called A Center, speculating about the power of a building, of an art building, for example, to be a kind of fiction of human existence. How did I come here? Now it is ours. How did it come to be in so many presences? Some I know swept from the sea, wind and sea, took up the right wave in their fins and seal suits, rode up over the town to this shore, shining and sleek, to be caught by a tide as of music or color or shape in the heart of the sea. Was it you? Was it you who came out from the seafloor as lab into lab, weightless, each breath bubbling to surface, swaying in currents of kelp plants, came in your cars, freewayed to valleys millions of miles from the shore, to converge where the highways converge, saying, welcome to here and to where, to tape and percussion, raga computers, rare texts and components of clay, with the sea down away past the freeways and out of the town to the blockbusting towers of learning and quiet shades of administering redwood, azure dome over all like a bellflower and star above star. Did you come out of borderlands dear to the south, speaking a language Riveran, Nerudan, and saying, aquí está un hombre, my first lesson, and come as Quixote, the man of romance in its new century, tilting at windmill giants of concrete, lance at the ready. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field till there be no place, that they may be alone in the midst of the earth. Did you come with a handful of questions leaping like jewels to shock answers, to start sparks of inquiry into the evening air? I came as a kid from that Midwest all recognized as part of home, to this another, which the salt sea answered in its time, and Vizcaíno mapped his ports upon. You came as concertmaster of the Philharmonic, as mayor of Del Mar, as reader of magnetic messages in DNA, as archivist for the Times Poetry or PTA, as land-grant scholar, holding his gray moon rocks. What is this that we come to? Its walls and corridors gaping in space, its north light seeking the north, its substance concrete brushed by the grain of its boards reaching extension in all of their lengths in architectural solidity. It is a break in the galaxies of our imagination. It needs our lives to make it live. A building, a dark hole in space, compact of matter, draws into it buzzing disinterests. Ideologies, incomplete being, enters into the dense room, emerges another, further. Compact of matter, this is the place that we enter. It paints pictures here and plays drums. It turns us around and we emerge out of old space into the universe. This building between buildings as between galaxies, between fields as between flights of fancy, will reshape our ears and turn us, our work of art, beating in the breast like a heart. What are we here for? To err, to fail, and attempt as terribly as possible. To try stunts of such magnitude, they will lead to disasters of such magnitude, they will lend to learnings of such magnitude they will lend back in enterprise to substance and grace. What learning allows for is the making of error without fatality, the wandering off, the aberration, distortion, and deviation by which to find again the steady center and moving center. What art allows for is the provisional enactments of such learning in their forms of color and line, of mass and energy, of sound and sense, which bulk disaster large, create evil to look it in its eye, to forge villainies of the wars, to indispose villainies of petty establishment, to make them lead their lives in sound and sense to no good end, that we may see them so. To make mistakes, all of our own mistakes, out of the huddle of possibilities, into a color and form which will abrade them beyond their being. Give us to err grandly as possible in this complete complex of structure. Risk a soul noble in north light, in cello tone, in action of drastic abandonment, that we return to what we have abandoned and make it whole. Domesticate the brushed cement and wood marquee, fracture the corridors, soften the lights of observation, and renew structural kindness into its gentler shapes. Out of the sea, the kelp tangles. Out of the south, the cities crowd. Out of the sky, the galaxies emerge in isolation one from another, and the faces here look one to another in surprise at what has been made. Look at the actual cliffs and canyons of this place, people and programs, mass and energy of fact. Look at the possible irradiating all these possibilities. Praise then the arts of law and science as of life, the arts of sound and substance as of faith, which claim us here to take as a building, as a fiction, takes us into another frame of space where we can ponder, celebrate, and reshape not only what we are, where we are from, but what in the risk and moment of our day we may become.
That was Josephine Miles, recorded at the Library of Congress in 1981 and used by permission of Wesleyan University Press and the University of Illinois Press. You have been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with poetryarchive.org. To learn more about Josephine Miles and other Essential American Poets, and to hear more poetry, go to poetryfoundation.org.